Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning. We have an expression of thanks from Micah Ecumenical Ministries, thanking us for helping them work toward their vision for no neighbor to go in need of work, housing, health care, or education. Again, a thank you from Micah Ministries. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin, starting with the Shiloh membership broadcast brochure. And if you have not signed in or you wish to opt out, either way, we still need to know in writing. But if you wish to receive the information for emergency or inclement weather notices, please read the bulletin, the insert, and also submit your email or telephone information, even if you wish to opt out. Also in the bulletin, we are still in observance of Women's History Month, and at the end of the month, well, the end of this week actually, there will be a workshop, first of all, from our Christian Education Ministry Sunday School. There will be a workshop on Saturday at 2:00 in the lower sanctuary. The speaker will be Dr. Cheryl Price. That same speaker will be speaking for the Women's Day program on Sunday, the 31st at 2:00. So starting at the end of the week, there will be a workshop, and then we will have a Women's Day program on Sunday at 2:00. Dr. Cheryl Price, Vice President of Teacher Training and Educational Resources, Urban Ministries, will be our guest speaker on next Sunday at 2:00. And then Saturday, the workshop is from 9 to 12. Next Sunday is a fifth Sunday. So in preparation, there will be a mass choir rehearsal on the 26th. And again, a mass choir rehearsal on the 26th. That was two readings. Okay, a third reading. Mass choir rehearsal on the 26th in preparation for the fifth Sunday. Okay, returning to the other announcements, we are going to be recognizing our 2019 graduates in June. They are asking that you complete the recognition form by April 21st. So 2019 graduates, please complete the recognition form by April 21st. Additional announcements in the bulletin from our Sunday School ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the deadline for the newsletter, the trustees for the remainder of the month, and from our security and usher ministry, please take note of the pew you are seated in. They are color-coded. The color is on the top of the pew and also by the hymnals. If there is an emergency situation and we need to exit the sanctuary, those color codes determine which direction you take to leave the sanctuary. There is a laminated placard which tells you which door to exit through. From our Christian Education Ministry, one of the several scholarships that are available, the Virginia Jackson Scholarship, deadline April 19. Again, there is a workshop on Saturday, 9 to 12 in the lower sanctuary. The Minister's Wives and Minister's Widows Alliance also has a scholarship available, and the Fredericksburg Area Sickle Cell will meet tomorrow at 7:30 at Emmanuel AME Church, and they will also be hosting their 25th annual walkathon for sickle cell May 4th, beginning at 9:00 from here at Newsite. On the reverse of the announcements, our known sick and shut-in and those on our prayer list. Always adding to this list the bereaved families of our church and community. Adding to those in the lower right corner, we're adding Sister Verlene Harley on the homegoing of her aunt, Mrs. Geneva Thompson of Florence, South Carolina. We're also adding the son-in-law of Gloria and Levanel Ennis, that would be Samantha's husband, on his homegoing. Again, the son-in-law of Gloria and Levanel Ennis. Please continue to lift our bereaved families in prayer the newest entry, Sister Andrea Banks and family, and Brother James Marlowe and family. Correspondence from our sister churches, Mount Zion Baptist Church, looking for the address of the Mount, and Ruther Glen was having their revival services on Wednesdays. So the last revival service for this month is the 27th. Reverend Randall Williams and Shiloh of Ashland will be their guest of Mount Onai Baptist Church in Ruther Glen, their last revival service for the month, Wednesday, the 27th. Bethlehem Baptist Church in Falmouth extends an invitation to their Youth Day program on the 31st. It is during their 10 a.m. worship service, so we would lift them up in prayer. Their guest preacher will be Reverend Anthony Jones II, the son of Bishop Anthony Jones. Zion Grove Baptist Church in Woodford extends an invitation to their spring revival service Wednesday, April 3rd. Reverend Randy Phillips and Second Mount Calvary will be their guests. Thursday, April 4th, Reverend Oliver in Long Branch. And Friday, the 5th, Carson Jackson in Little Mine Road. Again, that's from Zion Grove in Woodford. In terms of community notes, in honor of Autism Awareness Month, Ferry Farm Elementary School, in conjunction with Autism Speaks, will be sponsoring its first Autism Craft and Vendor event Saturday, April 6th from 9 to 3. And our own sister Cherie Brown would have additional information if you would like to come out and support this cause and also possibly be a vendor. In marking your calendars for Easter event, an original Easter play by Tammy Jackson, It Is Finished, will take place on Sunday, April 21st at 8:15 a.m. It's free admission at Beulah Baptist Church. It Is Finished at 8:15 a.m. on Easter Sunday. We have two job openings. One is from Berea Baptist Church. It's an opening for a church secretary. They're located off of Route 17 in Stafford. It is a part-time position, 10 hours per week. It is a paid position for phone, email, bulletin preparation, and monthly newsletter. And I would have this information in their email address for anyone who might be interested. Our own doctor, Audrey Preston Soto, has an event opening as well, looking for an outgoing, upbeat, and motivated person who would like to make some extra money, making phone calls to potential clients. And after meeting with the employer and learning the script, the position is to work from home and must be able to work in a quiet environment when calls are placed. Calls may be placed anytime during the day, and you might seek her if you are interested. Also, in terms of community events, the Brisbane Center is having a celebration of faith, a vision for the future. It is a breakfast event on April 9, and they are seeking sponsors, or if you would like to attend, again, it is a breakfast event from the Brisbane Center, the Thurman Brisbane Center, April 9, and I will have additional information regarding that. And also, continuing to support our member, Mark Shields, and his grand opening barbecue event for his grocery store, the Meet and Greet. It's on April 6th at 2 o'clock at 30 Town and Country Drive. And again, these scholarships that are available, the Walker Grant alumni, the minister's wives, Virginia Jackson, Delta Sigma Theta, and the minister's wives, please see me if you have not. Thank you for your attention.